This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
Incredible. One of the worst performances of my career, and they never doubted it for a second. How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this? This is my ninth sick day this semester. It's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. If I go for 10, I'm probably gonna have to barf up a lung. So I better make this one count. The key to faking out the parents is the clammy hands. It's a good non-specific symptom. I'm a big believer in it. A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a deadlock, but you get a nervous mother, you could wind up in a doctor's office. That's worse than school. You fake a stomach cramp, and when you're bent over, moaning and wailing, you lick your palms. It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
BFM 89.9 at 7:40. You're listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila and Arvin. And I think we should just stop the show and go watch Ferris Bueller. Like, I don't get the point. I don't see why we should now continue to work.
That really should be what this show is about. Just like everyone pick a movie that just makes you feel good. Go watch it.
Yep. I was going to say, though, that, you know, sometimes when we start these shows like the Supercuts, and then we sort of define what genre we're talking about or the topic that we're talking about, just to give like a clearer picture of what we're trying to do for the show. Imagine if we did that for this show. Like, guys, what is fun? What does fun mean?
Let's get to the heart of what that could mean for each of us.
Yeah, get all like philosophical about it. That would be fun. No, but because I was thinking, when we were thinking of the list of movies that we wanted to do and feature on today's show, right, I realized that my version of fun is slightly different than what would usually be called fun. So it is a very subjective thing, right? It's very dependent on the person. And I guess when it comes to movies, it is like a super, super subjective. What do you find fun when you go to the cinema, you know?
So that's the thing. I have a lot to say on the subject, but just to say once more, today we are going to be focusing on fun as an element in the stuff that we watch and how important that is and what we personally find super duper fun. And I think that's why we wanted to start with Ferris Bueller, because you could make a lot of arguments about what Ferris is about, you know, whether it's avoidance of avoidance of adulthood, whether it's about mental health. And I think it's about all those things. But it's also a film where the very thesis statement of it is really fun. It's a celebration of the idea of fun, of centering it in your life. And I don't know. For me, when I think about fun in its purest form on screen, Ferris Bueller is one of the first things that comes up.
And I think it brings up actually an interesting question, right? Because not all films that are funny are necessarily fun. Some films are funny, but you don't leave it feeling that sense of buoyant enjoyment of just like, oh, I feel like dancing out of the cinema or whatever. And I think for me, at least, when I say a film was fun, that's what I mean. I don't always mean that it was funny. So I think what I'm trying to say is that a movie doesn't have to be funny for it to be fun. It also doesn't. A funny movie also isn't always fun.
And I think like a movie like Ferris Bueller is one of the few things that can be nothing but fun and still function. Like a lot of movies try to be like you mentioned, you know, they try to be funny and then they are either like comedies or they try to be fun, but then there's like a heavy story to back it up. There's nothing in Ferris Bueller that's about anything. It's a movie about absolutely nothing all the time, like from start to finish. It's like the movie version of Seinfeld. Like, you have no idea why it's even there, but it's there purely to be fun and to tell people to watch movies and have fun watching it, right? I mean, I honestly can't think of any other reason why that movie was even made.
It's so lovely. We've been calling it Ferris Bueller, but we should, I think, for the purposes of the show, be calling it by its full name, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because it's that second part as much as the first that informs how fun the film is. So to this idea of fun in the cinema, to go along with, I'm worried that we're saying it so much that it's becoming a word that's losing meaning. You know when you say something too much? like fun. But to go along with what you were saying earlier, Sharmila, about fun versus funny and that not being the same, I think the other thing is, and this is a maxim that gets said a lot, sometimes actors are having a great time, as in you can tell that they had fun making the movie, but it doesn't always equate to a fun film. In fact, sometimes watching a bunch of people basically rag on each other and seem like they're having a great time can actually come off sounding or feeling very self-indulgent when you as a viewer are finding no fun or joy in the film.
Yes, and I think the opposite can also be true, right? Like, I always feel like when you watch, say, a Quentin Tarantino film, I like to imagine, I'm sure this isn't, okay, we actually even know this isn't necessarily true now that we know stories about Kill Bill and whatever. But when I watch something like Inglourious, the word that I can't say, I often feel like they're having fun playing those roles. And so I have fun watching them. And I think that there's something quite powerful there when actors just like are letting loose and just going to town with what they've been given. And everyone on set seems to be just enjoying that energy.
I also seem to enjoy a movie more when I know that the actors are having fun. Even if the movie is not supposed to be like funny or lighthearted or anything. And I'm thinking about the stories that came behind the scenes from the production of It, the new It, the remake. And how they spoke about how the kids were friends with one another and they were having a lot of fun behind the scenes. And they had a lot of like Instagram posts and social media stuff coming out. And then you get to know that they just adored this movie to a point that you want to go watch it and then like share in that thing, even though when you watch it, you are like horrified at everything that's going on screen.
I think that that's a very important one to bring up because I didn't have fun watching it. I will never be persuaded to. It's just never going to happen. But that goes back to A, glad that they had fun, and it's an important thing for the childhood camaraderie, for the friendship to exist in the film. But the other thing is also, we're coming back to what you said earlier, Arvind, which is the subjectivity of fun. Like, what is considered a fun film? And that's the question that we want to hear from you on. Basically, what is the funnest? Is that a word?
We'll
make it a word, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the support. What is the funnest movie or show that you've seen? What is the one that you really enjoy? You can let us know by WhatsApping 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. So if we started our show with an 80s classic, here is another teen classic that is just so, so ineffably fun. Here's a little bit of Clueless.
Okay, you're probably going, is this like an Oxima commercial or what? But seriously, I actually have a way normal life for a teenage girl. I mean, I get up, I brush my teeth, and I pick out my school clothes. Daddy's a litigator. Those are the scariest kinds of lawyers. Even Lucy, our maid, is terrified of him. And Daddy's so good, he gets $500 an hour to fight with people. But he fights with me for free because I'm his daughter. Did I show you the loped-out Jeep Daddy got me? It's got four-wheel drive, dual side airbags, and a monster sound system. I don't have a license yet, but I need something to learn on. Boy, they came out of nowhere. Here's where Dion lives. She's my friend because we both know what it's like to have people be jealous of us.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9. The business station.
Electricity manipulation, hyperspeed, super strength. Dude, you're stacked. You're almost as cool as Superman, almost.
Yeah, hey, yeah, Mr. Mugger guy, give the old lady her purse back.
I'm your age, and he didn't get a chance to take it because I didn't let him take it.
Good, yeah, good. You're really on top of this stuff. And that should teach you that old ladies, regular age ladies like yourself, don't need your protecting, right? So get woke, bro.
I'm sorry, who are you?
His name is Thundercrack. Hero to the people, will have the power and speed of lightning all in one.
Dude, that sounds like a butt thing.
Mr. Philadelphia!
That's a cream cheese thing, dude!
Power Boy, because he's got all the powers, because sometimes pepper spray can't protect against evil.
You know, the power boy's not gonna work either, okay? So work on something else.
Benny, look out! Bullet immunity. You have bullet immunity!
I'm bulletproof.
Shoot him in the face.
Shoot me in the face! In the face? That kind of tickles.
BFM 89.9, it's 7:50, and you're listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn Sharmilan Arvin. And the focus of our supercut tonight is very simple. It is a three-letter word. We're talking about fun. Fun in movies, fun in shows, and the value, I think, that it brings on screen. And really, what it is that different people find fun, because clearly it's going to be incredibly different. And we've been asking you for your thoughts, which we'll get to shortly. But look, we knew all along that a superhero or a comic book movie was going to be an inevitable addition to our conversation. And we went with Shazam for a very specific reason. I know that the DC pantheon is not necessarily thought of as the funnest, you know, not the ones that you might immediately be like, yeah, let's get them to party. But we went with Shazam because it's kind of the standout in that lineup when you look for fun.
Yeah, you know, I actually watched Shazam only pretty recently, and I'm so glad I did because it's so much fun. It's such a silly, light, fluffy film, but one that still keeps to that superhero heart and roots in a way that I think makes the whole thing very, just a great, great, enjoyable weekend watch type of film. And look, I don't mean to say that not all superhero films are fun, but there are some that are not. And particularly recently, there's become this trend to make everything sort of existential and dark, which is why I love that Marvel hasn't necessarily leaned into that. I love the Thor films, for instance, just because of how ridiculous they can be. And I do think that, and we mentioned this when we did our supercut on DC, I believe, and how actually that element of fun is such an important part of the whole comic book genre.
It is. But what does it say about DC that Shazam is the most forgettable movie in the DC universe? Like the one that's the most lighthearted and colorful and fun is the one that no one talks about. It doesn't connect to anything else. You know, you were saying just now how like some superhero movies want to become like dark and brooding and they have to be taken all serious. Shazam actually makes me think about Christopher Nolan movies because that's the Dark Knight effect, right? Like after that movie, everyone went like, you know, we can't be lighthearted anymore and we have to be all philosophical and we have to talk about things that are important and heavy. When I think in actual fact, Nolan's movies are actually a lot of fun. They have that rewatchability factor. They have the thing where you go back again and again, and they can be casual watches if you've seen them like 7 times and understand what exactly is going on. So yeah, it's like, I think sometimes people misunderstand what's fun and what's not and try to remove it from the genre if something is successful like The Dark Knight, when The Dark Knight was a very fun film.
I am going to say that I think we need to draw a distinction between something being fun and something having an element of delight or joy, because to me those feel separate. So I would never say that anything in a Christopher Nolan film has ever filled me with that pure rush of sugar adrenaline that I get from simpler movies, or that I would get from the other Batmans, for example, even if they're not better, and they're not better. But those have, you know, even the moment where you say, and now freeze, like there is something about that that has like an element of sheer joy and delight that works in a way that the fun factor of Dark Knight and Batman Begins simply does not. And so to me, at least when I think about a fun film, there's a spectrum, and on the highest level of it all is the stuff that's sheer delight, that's sugar rush, that makes me feel happy the way I felt when Chris Pratt slid across the screen singing to himself in the opening for Guardians of the Galaxy. And then there's other stuff which I recognize as fun and I find fun, but doesn't make me feel the same way.
So as you were talking, the first thing that came to mind for me was actually the early Spider-Man films, the Tobey Maguire ones, which, you know, it's become sort of unfashionable to reference them as being good. But I remember watching them when they first came out and just how fun they were. The joy of watching him leap from building to building and web-sling. There's something there about just, I think, taking a certain amount of joy or delight in the genre and in that space that it exists in. And in contrast, I'm thinking of something like Kick-Ass. Clearly, I'm the person today saying words that I'm not sure if I can say on air, but it's a title. And how it's not, again, it's not on surface a light story. It's filled with vulgarities. It's highly violent. But it's also incredibly fun and funny in a way that leaves you, I think, laughing at the absurdity of it all.
Yeah, which is why I'm so happy that the MCU is in a point where it can be fun and it doesn't have to be like everyone wears black uniforms like the old X-Men movies, or everyone has to be has to have like a serious storyline for it to be taken seriously. Like, there's so many movies in the MCU that are completely kooky and weird and just crazy fun, right? Like Thor Ragnarok, for example, and Guardians of the Galaxy, like you guys mentioned. It's at a place where it can take advantage of its comic bookiness and not be seen as anything lesser than a really, really good film.
We have some messages in the comic book realm. So Isaac says Guardians of the Galaxy, which of course would come up. We also have Rish saying Avengers, Infinity War and Endgame specifically, which I find interesting because of all the Avengers films that I would have said are fun, I don't know if Infinity War and Endgame specifically would have been, although that sequence with the time heist definitely has that Sugar Rush quality. I do think the funnest of the Avengers was the first.
I agree. Infinity War and Endgame broke my heart and therefore I couldn't call it fun.
No one's going to talk about Age of Ultron, the funnest of the fun films.
The most coherent, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
We also have, and this is in line with our recent show actually about games in movies. Shanuzi is saying Game Night, hands down. And Suan is saying Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
I mean, if you put a game in a movie, unless it's Hunger Games or Battle Royale, I feel like it's kind of going to be fun.
I also want to up Suan's Jumanji with the original Jumanji, because that's like one of the most lighthearted movies that I can just watch that like any number of times, not get bored.
So we've been talking today about fun films, fun shows. We are taking all comers. Let us know what are the shows and movies that you have found the most fun. We'd like to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are getting so many messages, which we'll come back to. For now, though, Sharmila, you started us off by saying that funny isn't always fun, but that's not always the case.
No, that's not always the case. And Pacific Rim, I think, is a great example of a movie that kind of sits in this odd space of being funny in parts, but largely that the fun factor actually comes from the ride that it takes you on. You get to see kaiju and robots battle each other, and you kind of want to, you know, pump your fist in the air and be one of these people battling these monsters. I think there's a particular kind of fun from those kind of films.
Did you guys watch the next Pacific Rim, like the sequel?
No, because I loved the first one so much and the second one looked like it was terrible.
Second one was too much fun. That's the problem.
Well, keep those thoughts coming. Here's a little bit of Pacific Rim.
When alien life entered our world, it was from deep beneath the Pacific Ocean, a fissure between two tectonic plates, the breach. I was 15 when the first kaiju made land in San Francisco. And then, only 6 months later, the second attack hit Manila. Then the third one hit Cabo. And then the fourth. And then we learned. The world came together, pooling its resources and throwing aside old rivalries for the sake of the greater good. To fight monsters, we created monsters of our own. The Jaeger program was born.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hey, Fletcher!
Hey, you're not important enough to remember!
What's it gonna be, Mr. Reed?
A pockmark, eventually! Don't ask! For God's sakes, don't ask!
All right, you can beat this. It's all a matter of willpower.
A test. Something small. Red. Red. All right? Now focus. The color of this pen is... The color of this pen is...
The color of the pen that I hold in my hand is royal blue. I'm lying. I can't say it.
BFM 89.9, it is 8:09 and you are listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn Sharmilan Arvin. And today our supercut is focused on the premise of fun, basically having fun in film, watching films, watching shows. What are some of our favorite fun films? That's the question really. And that is a man who we just heard. That clip is better watched, I think, than to be fair. But Jim Carrey is someone who's built his career on fun, for better or for worse. And I think if you look at it, it's really been 50-50.
Yeah, I want to say, I mean, to be fair, there were so many of his films that we were shortlisting to clip from. And that's because really his I think the early part of his career, there's so many films that are just fun. They're not always the smartest, but you couldn't watch them without laughing out loud. And I know I made the distinction between not everything that's funny is fun, but I think something about Jim Carrey just forces you to have fun. It kind of just like pulls at the funny bone in a way that you cannot watch it and end up not laughing and feeling silly and just having such a good time.
Do you guys ever feel like Jim Carrey should have never started to make serious films? Because I love his serious stuff. Like I love the heavy movies that he has made. But I feel like the moment he transitioned and he did that, then he sort of moved away from those fun movies like The Grinch and Bruce Almighty and Liar Liar and Cable Guy and all that brand of film that he used to come out with, right? Do you guys ever feel that way? Like, you know, he stopped making movies that were just inherently fun by design?
I actually think he needed a refresh, simply because everything that you're listing is more than 10 years old. And it was around that time as well, aside from him going serious, that we started to see a decline, I think, in terms of how good those films actually were. I mean, they might still have been funny because anything involving Jim Carrey is inevitably going to be funny. But whether they were actually fun to watch or any good, I think, was questionable. And so, like, when I think about some of the not so great stuff that he started to do, and I compare that to his turn in like Sonic, for example, I'm actually glad that he took a break and came back and could be Jim Carrey again, as opposed to Jim Carrey doing the same version of himself over and over again. I started feeling like he got tired of it.
Yeah, I do think that if you look at the tail end of that phase before he started taking on the more serious roles, there was a bit of a decline. I mean, it's almost like we had gotten too familiar with his thing, and he was getting tired of that ceiling that he had hit. So I've said this before, two of my favorite films of all time are actually his more serious roles. So I would never say I wouldn't want to see that. I think what I would have maybe liked to see from him was the ability to toe that line a little bit more, like someone like Robin Williams, who could go between doing serious and comedy in a way that Jim Carrey somehow didn't seem to manage as well.
I only ask because I was also thinking about, since we're talking about comedians and stuff, I was thinking about Ted Lasso, which is something that we love, love, love. And season one of Ted Lasso was very built on that idea of just being lighthearted and fun, and which a lot of shows don't do anymore. And then season two, without spoiling anything, was slightly heavier and it sort of deviated from the core feel of Ted Lasso, right? And I couldn't help but thinking, like, you know, I know you can't be fun forever because you need to tell a story, but I wish that they had stuck to that original template. It wouldn't bother me if they were doing three seasons of just being completely lighthearted, quote-unquote nonsense all the time.
We've got a lot of messages, so we've been asking you what are some of your favourite fun watches. Again, if you'd like to share, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. There's so many good ones. I'm going to run through them because there are some I've seen and now want to rewatch, others that I actually haven't and now very badly want to. So Han says, How High, which I think you can tell from its title is a stoner movie. Not that any of us would ever really understand it, truly, at all. Just saying,
at all,
you know, but stoner films are a very specific brand of funny.
I was going to just add on Pineapple Express, which is one of those films that I can watch over and over again when I'm looking for a laugh. So I totally get it. It's fun watching people be ridiculous in the inner sort of headspace where they don't realize they're being ridiculous.
Speaking of which, do you guys like Superbad? Because I love Superbad. One of those things. I love Superbad.
I really enjoy Superbad. We also have Adi Singh Tampopo, which I've never watched and really, really want to.
Is that the noodle film?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I've always wanted to watch that too.
Same.
Meanwhile, we have Victor who says Ready Player One, Transformers and Ice Age, a very specific selection, all of which I get. We also have Silong who says Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump's interesting because it is simultaneously very fun. It's got that forward motion in a story that I think inherently lends itself to fun. It's got a lot of adventure. He goes all over the place. But it's also really, really sad.
I think that if a movie makes me cry for more than a third of it, I cannot think of it as fun.
Yeah, same. And that movie has like 20% of very, very sad things in it. So for me, it doesn't qualify. For me.
This just came in from Vivigan, who says, Superbad! With two exclamation marks. So, yes. So another fan there. Let's see. There are so many that are coming in. We have this from Shamil, who says, personally, I'd go with Last Holiday. I think if, God forbid, I was diagnosed with a terminal disease, I'd hope to spend my able days doing what she's doing, enjoying life to the fullest. P.S. I love Queen Latifah here. The scene in the plane with the small seats is so relatable.
So I think Queen Latifah is one of the most fun on-screen presences. So I would watch her in most things and she's just great fun to watch. Last Holidays, I think the concept of it lends itself very well. It's the same reason why something like The Bucket List always makes me feel, I mean, it's bittersweet, but it's also incredibly fun.
I've not seen The Last Holiday, but I will.
So here's the thing. I was going to say that there is a theme in the messages of, to a degree, some stuff that we expected because, you know, it's comedy, it's really fun and light. We've also got some superhero stuff, which again, we thought we would. There are, however, some very era-specific mentions. And Last Holiday, I think, falls into that because it's not a movie that I thought of for quite some time. Yet when it was said, I totally got it. And that's just because it's fun. And I think that it comes down to the era in which you watched it and the mood you're in. Some movies just stick with you more than others as being fun watches.
Yes, I absolutely think so. I'm thinking of Home Alone, actually, and how much fun it was watching it as a kid. I don't know if I would necessarily find it as fun if I watch it now, though.
I feel the same way about The Grinch, which I mentioned before. It's one of those things. I used to watch it like every Christmas, and I don't know if I could watch it again at Christmas. It might be a bit too loud.
Oh, I still find The Grinch fun.
It's so much fun and I still love it. Yeah.
You know, while we're talking about all this, I think now is a good time to set up our next clip because it definitely falls into the category of, is this really that fun? I mean, it was great, tremendous fun when I watched it as a kid. I loved Space Jam. I could quote it. I wanted to be Lola Bunny. Like, I was just really, really into the film. And yet, as an adult, I'm like, this is nearly incomprehensible.
Space Jam is one of those things that I think happened. It's lightning in a bottle. It happened at a particular point in time where it was fun then. I can't see it working ever again, as the sequel amply proves.
There's no sequel because you said lightning and it only happens once. So there is no such thing as a Space Jam sequel. For me, Space Jam is still like one of the most fun to watch it today, even though Michael Jordan cannot act and is one of the worst performances ever put on film. Space Jam still up there as one of the most fun things for me.
I really love it when people are bad at playing themselves. Michael Jordan's really bad at it. Gordon Ramsay is really bad at it. There are a few people who, people who are just like deeply scary in their personal lives, find it hard to play themselves. I'm not sure what it is. But we're talking today about fun films, fun shows. And in line with that, we're going to hear a bit of Space Jam, but we're asking you also for your favourites. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Oh, look out for that first step, Doc. It's a real Lulu.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, look. Is that Michael?
Michael!
Oh, it's Air Jordan.
Basketball. Michael. I did train Michael Jordan.
Yoo-lee-hoo.
Say he's okay.
What's going on here?
Why, Michael? I thought you'd never ask.
You see, these aliens come from outer space and they want to make us slaves in their theme park. Eh, what do we care? They're little. So we challenge them to a basketball game. But then they show up and they ain't so little. They're huge! We need to beat these guys, because they're talking about slavery. They're going to make us do stand-up comedy, the same jokes, every night for all eternity. We're going to be locked up like wild animals and then trotted out to perform for a bunch of lowbrow, bug-eyed, fat-headed, humor-challenged aliens. What I'm trying to say is, we need your help!
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Todd? From eHarmony?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Not much. How have you been?
Good. It's early here. I just got up, man. I was thinking about you.
Where are you?
Los Angeles. Hey, so your profile still hasn't received any winks, even though I put that you've been to Phoenix.
Oh, I jumped out of a helicopter yesterday into the ocean and had a shark fight.
Listen, I was mentioning before people who daydream too much, they're not...
No, it was real. I really did.
Really? Then I'll put down adrenaline junkie. What kind of a shark? Was it like a...
Hey, Todd, I can't really talk right now. I'm on my way to a volcano.
What the...
BFM 89.9, it's 8:21, and you're listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn Shyamalan. Arvind, today our supercut is focused on fun. Fun in film, fun in shows, and what some of our favourites are. We've been asking you for yours. So many good ones. So we'll get to them in a bit. I did want to say, though, it's alarming how often we talk about Walter Mitty on this show. honestly, like we mention this almost every week, maybe not on air, but behind the scenes when we're usually sussing out like, okay, so where are we going to go with this? What clips do we want to play for the show? It is startling how often Walter Mitty comes up.
I think it's quite, it is one of those things that you don't expect to happen. But within the context of this show, I think Walter Mitty is just one of those movies that are fun because of how expansive it is. Travel is fun, right? And seeing the world is fun. Having dreams of seeing the world is fun. And I think that's the sentiment that those particular kinds of films tap into really, really well.
Also, it's like it completely lacks anything that's cynical. It's completely okay with like, you know, follow your dreams and dream big and go do what you want to do and travel, see the world and stuff.
Like Ted Lasso season one.
Exactly. Yeah. Without being like weirdly social commentary about it, like then there's a big butt coming, you know, because there's going to be life that hits you. It's none of that stuff. So I guess because of that, it's just completely fun and you can watch it like any number of times. I have.
Me too. You know what's the other thing that's remarkable about it? It's a film that has Sean Penn in it. And it's somehow
and it's fun. Yes.
Exactly. And it still doesn't do that thing that Sean Penn does in movies. So we have, let's see. Jun has sent a bunch. So starting off with Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy was great as the street smart cop coming to snobbish upper class Beverly Hills. In that same vein, Coming to America, also featuring Eddie Murphy playing a prince who decides to come to America to find true love. And then Sneakers, an all-star cast, Sidney Poitier, Robert Redford, Dan Aykroyd, also the late James Earl Jones and River Phoenix. Snatch, even though half the time I couldn't understand a single word because of Brad Pitt's atrocious, unintelligible, pikey accent and the strong regional accent, it was highly entertaining and seemingly unrelated stories were intertwined. Just to say that Jun actually attached a YouTube video of You Like Dags, which I think gives a good idea of what kind of accent we're talking about. And finally, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, another Guy Ritchie classic, also in the same style of Snatch. And Guy Ritchie, I mean, there's a number of really good ones there, but Guy Ritchie's an interesting director for this because his movies are fun in some of the same ways as Edgar Wright films are fun.
Guy Ritchie is an incredibly fun filmmaker. It's why even though his Aladdin Disney wasn't really anything as close to the original, I actually enjoyed watching it so much. And those two examples, Snatch and Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, are just such good examples of exactly the kind of fun he brings to the screen.
I'm sorry. I in the previous message, I heard the late James Earl Jones and I quickly started Googling
it. He's still
it,
alive, right?
He is. That's what I thought. And I got like weirdly frightened and suddenly like, whoa, what did I miss?
That is an unfun thing for a show about fun.
Late River Phoenix. Okay, let's just settle that. Late River Phoenix,
yes,
and still living great James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for confirming that. I was just about to Google because I felt the fear of God in my heart.
Same.
Right. We also have Sunny who says Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, that is such a good pick. I mean, so many sitcoms are fun, right? But I think the energy of Will Smith is unmatchable.
Yep.
Okay. I've asked this before. I believe about Thundercats and whether or not it's something I should get into. I've never really watched Fresh Prince. I get it. I understand the premise. I know the words to the song. But I've not actually seen the show. Is it something that an adult now, knowing Will Smith as an adult, could get into?
I think so. I recently rewatched a few episodes and they've actually aged very well because they are not, they're not sort of weirdly era specific.
Same. I think it's even, and it's kind of funny watching it now, knowing Will Smith and how big of a star he is. I think you should give it a shot. That being said, Men in Black is one of my most fun films.
Oh, like, yes.
Of all time.
I agree.
And yet somehow Men in Black International manages to so not be. It's something about the formula, mm-hmm. right? I don't know whether it's just that the first film was smarter and tighter. You would think that reuniting Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson would yield something great. And yet...
because they're fun in Ragnarok.
Yes.
Yeah, so much fun.
Men in Black International is a really good example of taking a fun formula and saying, look at us, we're having fun, ha ha. And, you know, it really just not working. I wanted to read this by Aaron and then you guys can respond. Aaron says, why has no one mentioned Titanic?
Oh,
that lighthearted trip.
Yeah, the one that, you know, is just a barrel of laughs.
Two people meet each other, go on and live happily ever after. Yeah.
So, okay. In the spirit of fairness, Titanic is a fun film, in parts. And this is, I think, where we come back to, what was the earlier movie that we were talking, Forrest Gump, where there are parts of it that are really fun. Like, who doesn't want to see Forrest running? Who doesn't
playing
want
ping pong.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. and like just generally being rewarded for being Forrest. And similarly with Titanic, there is a huge sense of adventure setting off on a ship, the unsinkable ship. There is a lot of fun watching them cavort around. You know, the Irish dance scene is super, super fun. But... because,
the social class divide.
Yeah. All right.
I love
fine.
That.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done trying to make the argument. Okay. Is everyone happy? You've crushed my spirit. We also have Danny with a really robust list saying, thank you for today's topic. Fun movies for me. The kinds that are an amazing, thrilling ride from start to finish. Some fun films that I like. Wreck-It Ralph. A homage or love letter by Disney's Pixar Studios to all video game lovers. It's funny, it's nostalgic, there are loads of video game Easter eggs. Studio Ghibli's Spirited Away by Hayao Miyazaki, a fun-filled spiritual mystery of an animation. Every scene is superbly detailed with colors of the Japanese spiritual world. Ghostbusters, 1984, enough said. Who doesn't get a guilty pleasure when dancing and singing to the theme song? The comedic combination of Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Bill Murray in this comedy horror film is legendary. Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, best fun Steven Spielberg adventure film ever. Nothing tops this.
I love the shout out for Wreck-It Ralph. I think it's one of the most fun films Disney has made in the last 10 years. I'm not so sure about Spirited Away. I love Spirited Away. For me, I think the underlying melancholy perhaps stops it from being fun.
I also think that Wreck-It Ralph, definitely fun. I also think Disney is fun. I don't know about Pixar. I would never say Pixar is fun because it's like it just gives you an emotional beating. So
it's
I don't
that
know.
Rule that if one third of it makes you cry, then it's not fun. I think it's a good rule.
It's a good rule, yes.
So I think it depends on what you focus on, you know, because with Spirited Away, that idea of adventuring into the unknown or finding your way, that very fairy tale quality, I get that that's fun. However, it's so sad. It's also like a really sad, lonely film. And so I think it depends on what you bring to it and what you take away. Raiders of the Lost Ark, Sharmila, anything you want to add? Nothing? Fine.
No, I mean, look, I've said my piece. I know you guys love it.
Also, just the last response here. I don't feel a guilty pleasure when dancing and singing to the theme song Ghostbusters. It's just a pleasure. There is no guilt. I don't get why there would be guilt.
Why should there be? And I just wanted to say, I actually think the remake is also great fun.
Agreed. When you remove the guilt, you can just dance better. It's you know, it's fact. It's science.
With the remake, if you've ever wanted to watch... Chris Hemsworth deal with glasses that don't have lenses in them. Like that scene alone is almost worth the whole thing. Kenling says, dude, where's my car and Deadpool?
Oh, no. Oh my God, I haven't thought of Dude, Where's My Car in so long. But yes, that was such a fun movie from that particular era. Ashton Kutcher used to be fun, that reminds me.
Did you guys like Punk'd? I loved Punk'd.
I actually used to like Punk'd. Yeah, I think if we are admitting, yes, I used to like it.
I've never liked Ashton Kutcher. What am I? I don't know. This is such an outlier thing. But I really love Dude, Where's My Car? For the same reason that I like Step Brothers. For the same reason that there are certain crass American comedies that just get to me every single time.
Harold and Kumar, I like it in the same vein.
Oh yeah, same. Also love the Deadpool mention.
Mm. Well, Ryan Reynolds is coming up a fair bit, but you would expect that. Sonia says, I was going to say Clueless, which you played, but I would say All of the Oceans. Great shout.
Oh, that's a great one. Yes. The Oceans films, I think, thrive on being fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Test says Free Guy, which, like I said, a lot of Ryan Reynolds coming up. And in our review of the film, we spoke extensively about how much fun and how funny it was. 100% agree. Josh says Stardust with Claire Danes was really fun, including Michelle Pfeiffer's awesome portrayal of that witch character. Grease was also absolute fun for my family growing up. My brother has now got all his 4 kids into Grease. Mind you, they are under 12 and they can sing and dance to the songs. I also enjoyed 10 Things I Hate About You as a teenage chick flick fun movie.
Oh, those are some great lists. I just wanted to pick up on Grease because we haven't mentioned musicals. And I think it's worth saying just how musicals like Grease or Hairspray, they're just so much fun precisely because of the music. And I think a lot of films, we played Ferris Bueller and Clueless earlier. And a lot of times the music plays a huge part in the fun factor of movies.
It's also amazing how much drama there is in 10 Things I Hate About You. And then it's still so lighthearted, like, how do they balance that? It's so weird.
Shakespeare, man. That's clearly what it is. Shakespeare. I will also say I loved Grease growing up. And I'm also surprised by how many people get their families into it because it's so wildly inappropriate. And I
same.
Say, right.
I watch it because of my parents.
Same. And
it's one of those like turun tumurun things when it shouldn't be.
I mean, at the very least, we should all be fast-forwarding through Grease Lightning. Like, Grease Lightning is not for kids. This is all I'm going to say. We had a call earlier from Joseph who says, I'd like to propose a fun movie, late 60s Italian Job by Michael Caine. And you know what? We just reviewed Italian Job recently. And while we had, I think, differing levels of enjoyment of the film overall, there's no denying it's very fun.
Yes. And I think it's great to watch it to understand I think a different kind of fun, a different era of filmmaking.
Movies with cars are always a lot of fun. Like the
you
fast
say
movies.
That, you say that, but is Fast 47 still fun?
I think they think it's fun, so that counts.
Let's hope Brother Dwayne rises to the occasion as he's being called upon by Brother Vin. We also have this from Xiong An. Speaking of era-specific fun, Xiong An says, I'm not ashamed at all to say that I enjoy White Chicks. The lines are hilarious and so meme-worthy. I think it's made its way in pop culture history. On a deeper level, I think it's a great satire on blackface and also examining white privilege and sexism. You know, I can't listen to Vanessa Carlton? I don't even know her actual name.
Carlton.
I can't listen to that song without seeing the scene.
You know, we all have movies that we enjoyed and now are not so cool to say you enjoyed them anymore. White Chicks, I never liked it, but I can see why it was fun.
I can see it too. I love White Chicks.
Me too.
I also love all the scary movies. I will watch any of those movies.
Oh, that's what Munif is saying. So Munif is saying the scary movie trilogy. I know it's trash, but I laughed so hard at all the random stupidity.
The trash is hilarious. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Funny trash.
Also, is it a trilogy? Is it
I
more than a trilogy?
I've watched at least two, but I don't know. I might have watched others and thought I was watching the same thing.
There was like a haunted house parody. Then there was like a 300 thing. But I think Scary Movie itself had like 5, if not mistaken. I think
maybe Munif is saying only the first 3 were good, which might be valid.
Yes.
We also have Thivan, who says those buddy comedy films are fun to watch and don't disappoint on multiple viewings. Just to name a few, Superbad, Pineapple Express, The Other Guys, 40-Year-Old Virgin and 21 and 22 Jump Street. The Other Guys' bloopers during the end credits are so memorable. A number of good ones, some of which we've already mentioned. 40-Year-Old Virgin is fantastic. I also think, while we're talking about buddy comedy, I really liked The Nice Guys that I watched recently.
I haven't watched The Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys is so good. It's such a good movie.
But I wanted to pick up on the 21 Jump Street because Channing Tatum, like people like Chris Hemsworth or Ryan Reynolds, are one of those actors who are sort of classically very good looking, but actually do this sort of fun, silly roles really, really well.
Also, Mark Wahlberg in The Other Guys, one of his most surprising roles, and the 5% of the reason why I don't completely hate him.
Red Zone says, when I'm stressed or feeling down, I'll watch Dumb and Dumber and I'll be okay again by the end of the opening scene. Austria? Well then, good day, mate.
My favorite, yes. My feel-good carry is actually The Mask. I could watch it over and over again and love it every time.
I think it's the same for me. And Liar Liar. I think it's that and
Liar. Oh, Liar Liar, yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking of Adam Sandler, actually, because, you know, we're talking about Jim Carrey and a comedian who does a certain type of shtick and who is deeply popular. And I was thinking, for me, with Adam Sandler and Wedding Singer, it's a movie that I can actually watch over and over again and that I find so very fun.
I don't know. I don't find Adam Sandler fun, unfortunately. I find him slightly annoying. So it's funny, but also annoying.
I can watch any of his movies and find them fun. Like, I love Grown Ups. I know that's a weird thing to say. I love Grown Ups. I love that other thing when he goes with Jennifer Aniston to an island with her kids. Blended. Yes.
Or isn't that Drew Barrymore?
It might be. But yeah, the one where I would like that movie as well.
The
50
one
First
Click,
Dates.
I will say I like Click.
I love Click.
The one where they hit to an island is a whole separate thing. But yeah, in that same vein of slightly gross out comedy, Daniel is saying there's something about Mary.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the Farrelly brothers overall, right? Like, they're this particular genre where borderline fun, but also gross and slightly embarrassed that I used to like them that much.
And also Ben Stiller in like so many different ways. Tropic Thunder, Zoolander.
Yes.
Well, that's actually what Zulfadli is saying, Tropic Thunder, which is one of my all-time favorites. Tropic Thunder, I can watch over and over and over again, whether it's panda hunting, whether it's Chineses, whether it's, you know, just any number of quotable quotes. Or the fake trailers that start the film off.
Fake trailers. Oh, my God. Or
and
just
Tom Cruise dancing.
Tom Cruise. Sometimes I just put on him dancing because I want to laugh.
Mm-mm, yep.
LaPanda says the first Kingsman is fun. And I think that that's a good shout, but also a very important distinction to draw. The first one is fun.
The Kingsman definitely became less fun as the movies went along. The first one is really great.
I can't even remember the second one. And
that's
I don't know
best.
If there's a third one.
That's for the best. If you can't remember the second one, I think proceed as you were. Just don't worry about it. We have Ken who says Little Miss Sunshine and Parent Trap.
Oh my gosh, such good shouts. Little Miss Sunshine is fun in that sort of weird, slightly uncomfortable kind of fun. But Parent Trap is just pure candy.
Yeah, just unfiltered candy.
Meanwhile, we have Alfred who says Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh,
I never watched the film, but the book is a lot of fun. So I imagine that the film must have been fun too.
I can't remember how many films there are. There are a few, but I watched a bunch, at least two, and they're always fun, yes.
Meanwhile, Ram says, you guys need to do a deep dive on the Wonder Years series, which is a nice suggestion.
Oh, wow.
And then said, I found so much fun in Limitless with Bradley Cooper. I don't think it was meant to be a fun film, though. If you're talking about musicals, you cannot leave out the Blues Brothers.
Oh, the Blues Brothers is an amazing shout. But Limitless is an interesting one because it is in that line of films that are not actually fun thematically, but end up being a lot of fun just to live vicariously through.
Blues Brothers or Blues Brothers 2000? Because I like both. I also like 2000.
Both are great. Why pick?
Yeah, I think both are pretty fantastic. Yeah. We have Danny who says Kung Fu Hustle was big fun.
100%. Yep.
I thought he said Kung Fu Panda at first and I was going to heartily agree, but they're both fun.
Kung Fu Hustle is great. I also really love Shaolin Soccer. And I think that over time, the focus on Kung Fu Panda has meant fewer people talk about Shaolin Soccer. But I find Shaolin Soccer irresistible. So anyway, Stephen Chow in general, very, very fun. Vivigan says, a bunch of fun movies starting with The for no good reason. The Big Lebowski, The Princess Bride, The Dictator, The Nice Guys, The Internship. And then stops the and says, Airplane and Monty Python.
Airplane, 100% for Airplane, yes.
That is a great list. Can I just say, since you brought up Stephen Chow, that I cannot believe no one's brought up Rajinikanthan, because I just watched his movie over the weekend. Most of his films are so incredibly fun just because of how awesome he is to watch.
And it also forces you to not take things like too seriously, which is nice, which is always nice.
Vivian, The Big Lebowski is the funnest. It is such a fun film. Could watch that over and over and over again. I want to be called the dude. I want to be dude. I don't know. I just want dudeness in my life. We have Amri who says, Last Action Hero is a really fun movie. Also, you will not talk about Fight Club.
Fight Club is great fun. That's all I'll say. Last Action Hero. So Arnold Schwarzenegger is actually a sort of a left field choice of an incredibly fun person to watch on screen.
Also one of those things where you can't take things like too seriously.
Twins. I mean, you know, he did Twins, if we're talking about fun things. We also have Closing Down, CK saying Inner Space with Meg Ryan and Singing in the Rain.
I've not watched Inner Space, but I was just watching Fred Astaire on YouTube last night on a bunch of things. Singing in the Rain is just incredible.
One of the big ones. One of the big fun ones.
Yeah. We're overdue for a throwback for Singing in the Rain.
I think that needs to come.
All right. Let's close off with this from Jesper. Jesper says, X-Men, the animated version, which is an interesting one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Thundercats, My Little Pony, Dinosaurs, the Disney series in the 90s, Captain Planet, E.T., Freaky Friday, 13 going on 30, which is such a good one. Can't believe we forgot that one. Big, Mrs. Doubtfire, Parent Trap, Sound of Music, Mary Poppins, Pete's Dragon, Wizard of Oz, and The Wiz, My Fair Lady, The King and I, we're about halfway.
Big is probably one of my favorite Tom Hanks films.
I also love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shout, because there's no way that can't be fun, right? It's the most ridiculous concept on any cartoon, comic book, or movie ever made.
I'm slightly too bothered by them to find them fun.
Because of the turtleness?
Yeah, it's because of the turtleness and the size. I think that
if you met one of them in real life, I feel like they'd be quite terrifying.
Gun.
You just give them pizza, they'd be fine.
Yeah, but we wouldn't know that. They would start talking and you'd be like, be gone. I don't know. We also have Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Liar Liar, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Stuart Little, Mouse Hunt, Anger Management, 50 First Dates, 40-Year-Old Virgin, and then a number that we've already mentioned. Oh, First Wives Club is really great. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, My Best Friend's Wedding, a bunch of Adam Sandler. We also have Pretty Woman, Meet the Fockers, Mind Your Language, Mr. Bean, Groundhog Day, Splash.
I'm going to do the wedding thing and just say that in general, comedies set around weddings are great fun.
I have never heard anyone mention Mouse Hunt. I thought it's one of those forgotten things. I owned it on VCD, original, of course.
Is that then. Matthew Broderick?
It's, I think.
Wait, no, maybe Stuart Little is Matthew Broderick, isn't Matthew Broderick, it? I'm totally mixing it up. Yep.
Mouse Hunt is the other actor whose name I cannot remember now. But yeah, it is. It is also a lot of fun. He's an exterminator.
Oh, sorry, I didn't expect this to go there right at the end. But we've been talking today about fun films, fun shows, and we'd love for you to keep them coming because this has been such fun. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Write to us at movies@bfm.my. You can also find us at BFM Popcorn at all the places that you would search an at on. So Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, the like. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Popcorn Culture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.